This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Here we go. It's hour number four of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan, home of the Cowboys. I hope you're having a great day. The general at your service. There's Brian Broaddus, former Cowboy scout and NFL executive. Lucius Alexander's in the Pimp Cup Master Control. Woolchuck is here. He's in studio. Eric Chiafalo is off this evening. He had morning show duty. Salute to everybody that came by the Denton Firehouse there and picked up their a Whataburger G-Bag Nation flag. Next week, we'll be at Richardson Bar and Grill on East Campbell Road on Thursday, 2 to 7. And then Buffalo Wild Wings in Grand Prairie, KMC Masterpiece, and G-Bag next week. So you have a nine-hour window. Your next chance to pick up a G-Bag Nation flag there, two of them next week. Joining us now, the two-time Lone Star Emmy winner, the NFL analyst, DallasCowboys.com, NFL Network. It's Isaiah Standback here, former Cowboys receiver here in the nation. And a good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
We're doing great. So how is it working with Good Morning Football? Do you like those guys?
Yeah, man, it's been absolutely awesome. They've welcomed me into the fam, and I've had opportunity to be down there pretty much every week since earlier in the season. And it's been a great opportunity, man. Loving it up.
So what do you think about the opportunity ahead of this football team at the bye week? Are they critically damaged? Can they pull off like a post-bye week rally, or are they a DOA starting next week in San Francisco?
Yeah, I mean, they're not critically damaged. When you say critically damaged, I think about, you know, the finishing portion of Mortal Kombat when guys are sitting up there standing up woozy.
Finish him!
They're not at that point by any means, but you know, there's a reality check that has to be had. And, you know, I think this bye week, you know, originally when I saw the schedule, I thought the bye week was too early. But this, it couldn't have came at a better time because this team has to figure out exactly who they are right now. They are a 3-3 team that's lost three games to some really good teams outside of obviously the Saints, which I don't know what the heck's going on with them right now. But, you know, this team doesn't really have an identity. And I think that's the thing that worries me most right now about this team. I know a lot of people are pressuring, you know, Double J and Mr. Jones about personnel and things of that nature. And every team has areas that they wish that they can have better personnel or more success with certain personnel groupings. But this is a roster that has a lot of talent. These guys know what the heck they're doing. This is all about execution, man. These guys have to figure out how to execute. The coaches have to do a better job. I think offensively, Coach McCarthy has not necessarily gotten in his bag the way in which I would like for him to. He hasn't gotten as creative as we've seen him be in the past, so I would like to see him get to that. Coach Zimmer, I think you're still, you know, the scout report's still out on him. You know, like what exactly is this defense? You know, if you had to put your finger on one aspect of this defense that you know is going to show up, I'm not sure that anybody could point that out, and that's worrisome. In the past, the Dallas Cowboys defense has been turnover magnets. That's what they've done. They've turned the ball over. You know, they force, you know, a lot of interceptions in the past years. That's not even happening right now. So I think, you know, the one true thing that you know about this team right now is that you have a really good return game and you have an amazing field goal kicker. But outside of that, I think you're trying to figure out exactly who you are as an organization.
Isaiah, you've done an awesome job with the film breakdowns along with our buddy Kyle Yeomans. I wonder your thoughts on what Troy Aikman had to say regarding the route running for the receivers. CeeDee Lamb, he also called out there. But what do you see when you're watching this, the route combinations and the route trees from the Cowboys wideouts?
Yeah, I think the concepts are a little repetitive right now. And you can say that about any team, really, but I just think the way in which, you know, I think Coach McCarthy, Schottenheimer, those guys, how they're getting guys open right now, I think they can just be more creative. I think that, you know, some of the stuff that you're seeing, like with those red zone turnovers between the miscommunication between CeeDee and Dak, some of that is contributing factors of simplified concepts. You know, this is a West Coast style offense that Coach McCarthy runs that a lot of teams do. But at times, you know, during the season, you have to find ways to get to these concepts. You know, these simplified concepts allow your players to play fast, allow for them to not have to think as much. But sometimes when the defense has your numbers, okay, now it's like, all right, let's mix up the personnel. Now let's do some shifts. Let's do some pre-snap motions. Let's mix up what it looks like so it doesn't show up what it looks like on film the week before, and we can make predictions and we can now jump routes and concepts and things of that nature. And I think that's exactly what they're dealing with offensively right now. When you start talking about specifically the routes that are being ran and how they're being ran, I'm always going to be, in a position where I can say, yeah, they should be running more effective, more efficient routes. I think you can point the finger at any organization to say that. And I just think that these guys have to be put in a better position. And then, yeah, their execution of what they're being asked to do on the field has to be better. And I think that every man that touches that field right now would have to say that about themselves.
Isaiah, is it maybe this team at wide receiver, they don't have good route runners? Is it, maybe physically and with the way that these guys are, maybe they're built a little bit, maybe you don't have the guys that have the quickness or have the ability to make the cuts or to plant the foot and get inside stuff. Is that something that you think might be the factor, or they're more than talented enough to do this?
No, they're more than talented. I mean, CeeDee Lamb's a really good route runner again, but you have to. This league has evolved, man. And what you're seeing right now is these defenses are getting more complex. They're getting smarter. Some of the turnovers that we've seen down in the red zone, these are actually super basic coverages, but guys are being allowed to play two guys defensively. They're allowed to come up and play the short route, like in the flats, and then they're allowed to sink and take away the corner routes if you've seen CeeDee Lamb try to get to, and those have resulted in interceptions. And I just think that these guys, regardless of how good you are, it doesn't matter what level of football you're playing, sometimes you just have to be put in a better position to be successful. And that's not always going to be the case with just lining up and running your route. There's only so many routes you can run. Based upon what's being called by your coach, if I have a corner route and I'm just standing in the same place the whole time, defense is probably going to pick up on that from week to week. you might want to start me on one side and just do a pre-snap shift. All those shifts and pre-snap motions, all that stuff is not just guys moving around. That's information. That's information for the guys that are out there at the skill positions that are going to be receiving the ball. That's information for Dak. That's going to put him in a better position for protections. It's going to help him understand, is this man, is this zone, all the coverage indicators. So I just think that some of those things have to take place to help these guys out. It is not about an inability to run routes. CeeDee Lamb's obviously the top three receiver. You're talking about Brandon Cooks hasn't been out there, obviously, but he's a really good route runner. He's one of the league's best route runners in the game. Jalen Tolbert's still figuring himself out. Is he a possession receiver? Is he a big receiver? Is he a red zone receiver? He's trying to figure it out. Kevontae Turpin's one heck of a route runner. He's great at the release point. He's great running routes. He just has to continue to get more opportunities to receive the ball to build his confidence so that he can be a threat as a slot option for those guys. But all these guys are fully capable. It's just a matter of the position they're in and then taking advantage of opportunities when they present themselves.
It's Isaiah Standback here with you on your home of the Cowboys. Who do you like as far as coaches or play designers out there? Is there an offensive mind that you would want to steer the conversation towards if the Cowboys do, in fact, make a change to the coaching staff?
I don't want to point the finger at anybody specifically. I mean, there's a lot of creative play callers right now. And I think that, again, the guy that's in that building right now, Coach McCarthy and Schottenheimer, both of those guys are fully capable. So I can easily point at the McVays. I can easily point at Ben Johnson, all these kind of guys. I can point at those guys all day long and talk about how creative they are with their play calling. I just think McCarthy has to get to his bag earlier. Just as a fair comparison, when Kellen Moore was in the building, Kellen Moore did a lot of really good things in terms of putting guys in position to be successful, but he would always use an analogy of, emptying your toys out from Christmas a little bit too early. You get all your Christmas presents, and you get them all in the bag, and you go in the middle of the floor, and you dump them all out, and it's like, oh, I can see everything, I can play with everything, and it's fun, but now there's no more surprise factor because everything's out there. I think it's the opposite right now with Coach McCarthy. He has all those things in his toolbox, but he has to start letting those things out so that we can go ahead and have some success offensively.
Do you think scheme or talent's the bigger issue?
I think it's a combination of both. I don't want to say it's talent. I think it's execution. I really think it's execution, and I think you can't just point at one position. I think collectively all the positions in totality have to do a better job. I mean, even if you had the routes that were, being ran, at the top 5% of the NFL, do you have the time right now? No, the offensive line hasn't been playing as a unit. You know, you're getting a lot of pressure on Dak. You know, Dak does a great job versus pressure, but that's not necessarily what you want. And even if you had, you know, the time that Dak has had, right? Dak, in leading up to, I think, last week, this offensive line was providing Dak the most time at the quarterback position to actually get the ball off and can't find nobody open. You know, you're starting to get coverage sacks. So, I mean, this is everybody's responsibility. It's just everybody, man. You can't just point at one position. O-line's not doing great. Receivers aren't doing as good as they can. Dak's missing opportunities. You think about the opportunity Zeke had out in the flat. You know, he missed some opportunities there on wide open plays. So everybody is missing. It just seemingly happened all at the same time.
Do you feel like, speaking of time, do you feel like experience will solve the majority of the issues, or do they have a multi-year rebuild back to contender status as far as personnel goes?
I think their personnel is actually relatively okay. I mean, the one area that I would say that personnel wasn't really addressed would be that you would like to have seen a greater improvement, I guess, in personnel this offseason would be the interior D-line. And I think everybody and their mama could have said that, right? That's just one area. I mean, obviously you're able to pick up some guys, and going in training camp and coming out of training camp. But other than that, I mean, the offensive line, you got, what, 3 first-rounders on the offensive line? I mean, yeah. You invested there. You know, you talk about the receiver position. You have one of the best receivers, top 3 receivers in the game. You're good there. You talk about your tight end position. You got one of the league's best tight ends, and you drafted a guy in the second round at tight end as well. So you have good guys there. Running back room, that's the one area that you didn't splurge. You know, quarterback, you know, highest paid quarterback in the league. So offensively, yeah, we've invested there. Defensively, you have 2 all-pro corners. Obviously, one of them is just now about to get back on the field, but you have 2 all-pro corners out there. You have Jordan Lewis, who's one of the most underrated slot defenders in the league, right? You took a shot at Caitlin Carson, and you seemingly hit. You know, everybody calls him seatbelt. I call him 5-point harness. You know, he's doing pretty good. You know, so you got 4 bona fide cornerbacks out there that can go out there, and you confidently feel like these guys can play man-to-man defense. Linebackers, you know, one of the best linebackers to have played the game over the last decade, Eric Kendricks, when he's out there. You got some speed. So, I mean, nobody could have predicted you're going to lose 4 of your defensive ends. Like, that's just not something you draw up on the play sheet before the season happens. So there's talent, right? So everybody, you know, everybody comes at Double J, and obviously he's the guy who's in charge of it, you know, but what him, Will McClay, and that scouting department did in terms of putting talent on the field, they have done that. They've done that, but like I said, they have to call the games better, and guys have to execute better. It feels like it's a crap show right now, and it has looked like it for sure. They've gotten their butts kicked, you know, a handful of times this year, but the reality is they're 3-3, right? As bad as it feels, this thing can turn around, and this is a game of confidence. And I don't care what level of sports you're at. If you're not playing with confidence, you're not going to win many games. So that's the aspect of this game that has to be addressed.
Last one before we let you out of here, Isaiah. I got to ask you about your Washington Huskies, and have you gotten used to this Big Ten schedule?
No, it's a Big 17 or whatever it is right now. I don't know what this is. I can't keep up. The Huskies, I've been trying to keep up with them. Obviously, they had a big win against Michigan at the house, which was awesome. Wish I could have been there for that. But that's a program right now that just doesn't have the players to compete in that conference right now. Obviously, we went to the national championship last year, but the game has changed in college football. And, you know, recruiting is not just about recruiting no more. Now it's about how much money your collective has. And the reality is, you know, our collective is going to have to put together a bunch of money. All those big-time, you know, Fortune 500 companies that we have out in Seattle, the Boeings, the Starbucks, the Microsofts, the Expedias, the Googles, all those companies got to put some money in the pot and make some contributions so that they can go out and recruit the type of players that they need to compete at that level.
As a Seattle guy, if you were going into college now, do you think you would stay all 4 or 5 years? Or would you be moving around with all this transfer window stuff?
You know, I'm not a transfer guy. I am not a transfer guy. I am so committed, right? I'm a team player. I'm always going to be committed to an organization. But I could tell you what, my value would have been a lot higher now than it was back then, because dual threat quarterbacks weren't necessarily a thing when I was coming out, and now everybody wants one.
Well, I was covering the Pac-10 when you played, man. You were a lot of fun to watch. Thank you so much for joining us here on your home of the Cowboys.
I appreciate you, fellas, man. Y'all have a good one.
Salute. There he goes, Isaiah Standback here. in the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Time now to hit the expressway. We'll go commercial free to the top, but it's a Friday, so it's time for What You Drinking
and What You Thinking
at 877-881-1053. And we're back with your phone calls and what we're drinking here on The Fan. All right, let's hit it. Time now for What You Drinking, What You Thinking. No lines open at 877-881-1053. If you're trying to call in now, you're going to get a busy tone. But keep trying, okay? We want to hear from the legends. We want to hear from first-time participants. It's the one opportunity of the week to call in while intoxicated or in the process of catching a buzz. Only a couple of rules. Number one, you got to be drinking something. You got to answer the questions. And you cannot be operating heavy machinery at the time. That does include an automobile. Segment of the Nation brought to you by the On-Time Experts, and it is brought to you by Soda. Guys, I'm in the process of polishing off a 20-ounce Diet Coke, second one of the day. I'm thinking about Isaiah Stanback, who just joined us. It was a good interview. You can go back and listen, 105thefan.com, Twitch, and YouTube. The former Cowboy and Patriots, a wide receiver, former Washington Huskies quarterback, said all the talent is there. And, you know, I've been given that careful consideration that maybe this team is, you know, one off season away from a bounce back. They got to get healthy. I don't buy it. You know, I think a lot of the signs were there that this team has been deteriorating. And I think they tried investing in the spots, but it comes down to too many swings and misses. And I think they need to get back to drafting incredibly well for at least two seasons before we can talk about them getting back in contention. But, man, I hope Isaiah is right. I know you do too, Wolchuk.
Yeah, I do. I do think one thing that he was clearly, in my opinion, pointing to is something that, I mean, I feel like I've seen as well, is it's more so the lack of the offensive play calling, the lack of the design as to what is not really helping getting the most out of the players on this roster. Like, I've seen CeeDee Lamb, after a play, thinking to myself, that was a really good route. Now, maybe it is not consistent. I'm sure CeeDee could improve in that way. I think we could look across the board, but there's too often times where guys, it seems like, are kind of, the play is designed where you have two players that are essentially in the same area.
Oh, that's pathetic.
It shouldn't be happening. Now, without knowing exactly how the play should be run, maybe that is poor route running. Maybe that's why they look as though they're in the same area. So both things could be true, but I do put more of the onus and the blame, in my opinion, on the coaching right now and the design of the offense than anything else.
What are you drinking? What are you thinking? You can also text in at 877-881-1053. Brian?
Currently not drinking anything, but you know me, this analytics stuff is fascinating to me, and I was just kind of curious about something about when I was looking at these receivers, and I was looking at CeeDee Lamb's numbers and stuff like that, and I was looking at just overall where these balls are being thrown. And, well, actually I took Lamb, Tolbert, and Brooks, just kind of curious where they're at. And we've seen a lot of these hitch routes that Dak has run. Mm-hmm. Been very successful with that. 18 of 22 for 157 yards. It's an 82% clip. But when you start to talk about routes down the field, the ends, the crossing routes and stuff, with those receivers, he's only 11 of 21 for 137 yards. Mm. He's at 52%. So only half the time he's going to hit, you know, those big, you know, we've seen the Cowboys defensively give up those big plays,
yeah,
those chunk plays. And what's the one thing CeeDee Lamb's really good at? Run after catch.
Right.
Yeah.
And you're only hitting that thing at 52% of the time.
Guys on the move, in between levels, with anticipation, not his strength.
Yeah. And I think that's, you know, when you start to talk about why struggles, you know, the offense, of course, the running of the football, but there's certain route combinations or routes that this team runs that they're just not very good at. And maybe this is where Mike McCarthy needs to go back and look at, okay, are we calling plays that's helping Dak?
Mm-hmm.
But if we're only completing if this route 52% of the time,
I mean, multiple offensive coordinators have worked with Dak and all decided on the same kind of route combinations. I think it's because, you know, it's a limited guy. That's why he was drafted in the fourth round. Okay, Wolchuk, drinking, thinking?
I've been drinking a lot of coffee, about to switch over to some water, and I'm thinking about an epic weekend of football. It's kind of nice. We had a bye week, stress-free with the Broncos getting the victory last night, so I know no bet payoff this week. It's going to be nice to enjoy some red zone, and then the college football slate tomorrow is outstanding with, of course, the Tennessee-Bama game, Tennessee. Texas and Georgia. I'm excited, bro. I mean, SMU's going to Stanford tomorrow night. This is going to be a fun weekend. And it starts tonight, BYU-Oklahoma State right here. And you get a CA show.
Uh-huh.
Chris Arnold, three-time Hall of Famer. Just a solo 90 minutes.
A legend.
Leading up to kickoff tonight on The Fan. That's must listen.
7 to 8:30 with CA and then college football on a Friday night. Let's go into the Pimp Cup where Lucius is in the midst of a flawless 5 hours.
Get that vibe right.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
So, I got to ask y'all questions, but I don't have the time to do it right now.
Ask them, baby.
I just don't. Hey, so, how do you feel about the first, eight plays go to CD somehow out of the 12? You know what I mean? Like, they'll put him in the backfield, they'll put him over here, put him over there. It seems like you're forcing the ball to CD. And I get it, like, you want him to be involved with the game. But doesn't it feel like you're forcing it?
Does
instead of giving, like, you're not, the game is not giving you that yet.
Yeah.
You're supposed to take what the game is giving you. And it seems like, oh, we got to get CD active. And then it's just not a rhythm to me.
No.
And everybody knows you're going to go to CD in the backfield. Everybody knows this.
Not fooling anyone.
You're not fooling anyone, man.
I think he still leads the team in yards per attempt.
Damn. You know, oh, my God.
They know there's nobody else.
Oh, my God. You might be right about that one.
Yeah.
What am I drinking? I've had some water, almost a whole gallon. I think the pee is clear. I went to the restroom. And
nice. That's a good sign.
I think the pee is clear. I went to the restroom. Somebody did not flush. I mean, it's not.
Oh, no.
It's not on them. It's an automatic flusher situation.
Oh, okay.
And whoever was in there, it's golden. So I couldn't even tell. It's golden.
Hope it was me.
Okay, good for you. Hold on, let me get another little song right here from Rodas. Hey! And I'm thinking it's the last weekend for the fair.
Oh, no.
Man, flies by.
It flies by. I'm going to miss you, fair.
I'm glad you went for me about several times.
I went several times. I'm locked in. I'm already having plans of hitting up the barbershop early in the morning.
Yeah.
And then dipping right out of there and going to the fair, put my headphones on, listen to a podcast, and look at the cars.
Nice.
I'm just want to lock in on the cars. You know what I mean?
So you're just cruising through, kind of walking, looking at stuff,
walking,
people
chilling.
Watching.
Yeah, people watching. I got headphones on. I'm not talking to anybody. I'm solo dolo. Yeah, I might do that, man.
Good day.
That's awesome.
I missed the fair.
Lucius, do you?
Already.
Do you ever ride the rides?
I got $200 worth of clips that I got to get rid of the tickets.
Yeah. You ever ride the rides?
Not really, bro.
Is it still rickety as heck out there? That's what I'm saying. I don't want to make fun of the fair, but man, it just seems very rickety.
That's what I like about it, going into those old buildings, and you can see how they made it back then. You're like, man, people must have been real small.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's crazy.
The Cotton Bowl is tiny that way. I mean,
I like it, man.
Crazy.
I rode the Love Bug. Do you want to go faster? Yeah, I love that, bro.
Everybody scream.
Yeah, scream. Yeah, man.
I like those. I like the kid rides now. I mean, the fast ones. The Ferris
Twirly Cups.
The Ferris wheel terrifies me. I thought it was going to be very casual, and we went up there, it starts creaking.
That's what I'm saying.
Rattling.
You get the creaking.
It'll get you.
And you start swinging, and it's creaky, and I just can't do it, man. I just can't.
I'm going to miss it.
Let's get to your phone calls here at 877-788-1053. And line one's our buddy Mr. Nasty. You're in the G-Bag Nation. What you drinking? What you thinking?
Currently, I'm a couple sips into the Don Julio. I got a little pint of Don Julio going, chasing it with a little bit of Diet Coke.
Nice.
I like the song that Lucius had on earlier, the Hall & Oates one-on-one. Hey, it's very fitting with what I've been thinking.
Okay.
For years, we sat here and we let the P. Diddy scandals happen in front of our eyes, whether they were good or bad or, you know, whatever wants to happen. I'm sitting here wondering, are we watching the same scandals go in front of our eyes with these deck parties? Never would I invite a guy over for lemonade and Raising Cane's and say that I've been working with him privately. And after working with the guy, he becomes better.
That's weed.
And you just
That's
lay
weed.
A bunch of garbage on the field. I've heard that Tolbert was working with him. Didn't see a single touchdown last weekend with Tolbert. So is this Dak party being covered up? Are we going to find out something 10 years from the road where you're serving a man lemonade and chicken nuggets and we're calling it a Dak yard? Or what's going on? Am I...
Thank you, Nasty. I had to give that nasty opens a line at 877.
That's well thought out.
Nasty as well, bro.
It's funny. Line two's Polo and Garland. You're in the nation. What you drinking? What you thinking, Polo?
What's going on, fellas? Hey, I'm doing my homegirl Yolanda tattoo. She's sipping on the Bud Ice. I'm gonna let her tell y'all hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Yolanda.
Now, check this out. Gavin, for the longest, I told you and Mike Bassey are the only two dudes on this radio that got heart to ask the hard questions. I told you that. I love you, Gavin, because you do that. I respect New York, Philadelphia, all them Eastern teams like LA, because they reporters digging into these owners' butts and come real ask the hard questions. Now, Jerry, with your wrinkled skin, you a billionaire. You should have some glistening skin. You like a doggone Walking Dead character up here telling people, you know, you shouldn't ask them questions. What do you mean you shouldn't ask them questions? I don't care how much money you got. You can't take it to heaven with you. And I'm saying like this, the Cowboys just sorry. I love my Cowboy, but I wish I'd just be open and be real, bro. Just tell me I ain't got a good enough team.
Yeah. There he goes, Polo and Garland. I thought he was warming up to say Sean asked better questions.
I did too.
You know? That's maybe where I would have taken that. And I probably would have acknowledged, you know, that you couldn't have done it better than Sean. I mean, I imagine I would have. I would have figured out a way to do it a little bit better than Sean.
I just kind of feel like did Sean and them have been asking this a lot of the same questions, though? I mean, they just owner decided he had enough of it that day.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the great moment was good. But Jerry, why are you getting so mad?
Yeah.
That was the best question of the whole deal. Mm. You know, the other ones, you're right.
Everybody wants to know, why are you so mad?
Yeah, it was gold, man. Speaking of gold, here's Black and Gold Bead. Loser of five in a row here. Sorry about your luck, sir.
Sorry, buddy.
I appreciate it, man. What's going on, fellas? Man, so I finished off my bottle of Rock and Roll Tequila last night during that game. I'm drinking a couple of cold beers right now. We're out at the fair. I'm going to have a few more beers, so I need to wash that memory away from last night.
There you go.
And I'm not going to give up quite yet, man. I'm going to hold on to hope. And, you know, we need a miracle to somehow make the playoffs. So that's going to lead into the song I'm going to recommend for Tulsa this weekend. And it's Miracles by Jefferson Starship. Sorry about that.
There he goes.
Have a good weekend, fellas.
Black and Gold Bay, drinking, thinking. I mean, you could either get a miracle or just get to play the Cowboys for about 10 weeks in a row. That would do it. That put you in the playoffs, wouldn't it, for the Saints?
No question. When they do the highlight film, the seasonal highlight film, it's all going to be from week two.
They just put on the Cowboys tape.
It was a pivotal matchup. The Saints traveled to AT&T State, you know.
We got Ellie Live coming up here in about 5 minutes. We got six of you on hold. Let's get to Tim here in the G-Bag Nation. Tim, what you drinking? What you thinking?
Well, how you doing, Gavin? I'm doing fine. I want to say I'm drinking margarita in honor of Kenny O'Quinlan. We'll never forget him. And also Max Alves, who is a dear friend of mine that played third base for the Cleveland Indians in the 50s and the 60s. And I hope that Cleveland can pull it off. But I just want to know where you boys want me to start today, because you're all kind of subject to the barrel this week.
Uh-oh.
It can be Jerry, it can be Gavin, it can be Zach, it can be Brian. Hell, it can even be Lucius. So you just tell me who you want me to start with, and then I'll go from there.
Jerry. Sean. Yeah, Sean.
Sean. Sean who?
Jerry. Go with Jerry, Pappy.
Go with Jerry.
Which one is supposed to
be? The next time I dare, if you want to be the first Daniel Snyder of the NFL, congratulations, Jerry. I dare you to go and try to take reprisals against Sean. And hell, if you want to fire somebody so bad this week, you need to look in the damn mirror. Now, I'm moving on to Gavin. Now, Gavin, I know you meant to say something about going to a tailgate and not a game. Hell, son, I know what you were talking about. Lord, you were probably sleeping it off during the first half under somebody's fifth wheel looking for an Elkhart woman. And Zach, I hate to tell you this, but I'm giving you a hats off, because it took big balls to take bag of ass nits against the Saints last night.
Thank you, Pat.
And that was a pretty ballsy move right there. Now, Brian, that brings me to you.
Thank you.
It's a good thing this week is a bye week, Brian, because you've been a little giggly today. You need a mental enema this weekend so you can get your focus back.
Appreciate
you. Giving Gavin a hard time about his scouting abilities and Zach, whether or not he knows how to work a control board. for replay. That brings me to Lucius, our veteran. Lucius?
No.
You ain't getting no weed or women, so you can figure out whether or not you want food, fish, food, fishing supplies, tequila. Hell, I'll DoorDash your ass a 50-pound bag of sweet feed from Tractor Supply for your horse. This is Tim and Carthage.
I used to eat that sweet feed. That's horse food. I used to eat that, boy. It's so good. That molasses on it in the most.
Oh, I bet. Yeah.
Oh, I used to tear it up, bro.
Make a nice little dip out of that, I bet.
I used to eat horse food by the cups of
it. Every once in a while I get home, he sent over a bottle of Tito's. I'm like, oh, my gosh, what a great day.
It's what you drink and what you thinking here on a Friday. Rodeo Ron's Line 5. Take it away, sir.
We're drinking that Jim Beam with a splash of sweet tea. Waking up from a nap because I'm on vacation.
Let's go.
Just like these Cowboys have been all year long. Jerry Jones, I got a message for you. I've been the glory hose and I hung out on Harry Hines. Jerry, I've been riding with the Cowboys since 77, but since 1996, the only things these things ever brought me was a bottle of Jim Beam, which got me two ex-wives. And hopefully the future wife-to-be, she sticks with me long enough so we can grow old together and see the Cowboys win another Super Bowl. But as long as you're the owner, I doubt that's going to happen. And remember one thing. If you're not drinking Jim Beam, listen to 105.3 The Fan with Rodeo Ron.
Man, that's legendary. Ron just woke up 3 minutes ago and had
sound like fire call. Yeah, sound like it.
He woke up and took three shots. Then made the phone call.
Dexter in Dallas, what you drinking? What you thinking, buddy?
Hey, man, I'm sipping on a Coke, man. I'm thinking, man, Isaiah Steinbeck was wrong.
Ooh.
But Woolchuck was right, man. We don't have the talent, but I don't think we need the talent. I think it's all about the strategy. It's about the play caller. If we don't have, you know, some kind of Viet Cong leader in here, man, we don't have any kind of guerrilla warfare in here, man, to pick this thing up, set some traps, set some trick plays. We probably won't win another four games, man. I don't think so, man. I mean, we don't have a run game. We don't have the line. We don't have the receivers. And for some reason, we won't draft any of this stuff, man. We won't draft a DT. But like I said, I don't think we need all that. I think we need somebody that can come in here, man, and think, strategize this stuff out, man, and maybe we can have some trick plays and win some games. Man.
Enough good players on board. Need a better coaching staff, says Dexter in Dallas. Thanks for the call. Opens a line. Let's go to Tolo C over here on line 7. You're in the G-Bag Nation. What you drinking? What you thinking, Tolo?
Hey, man, peace to the guys. Yo, I'm sipping on a little bit of this cloud, man. And what I'm thinking is really like this. It sucks for my boy Sean that he dropped his nuts on Jerry and then had to get his nuts neutered. But Jerry know the situation, bro. He really do. And he doesn't have a different answer to give us. He has no other – he was backed into the smallest corner that he has ever been backed into, and not on purpose.
Mm-hmm,
that's the thing about it.
Yeah.
And the moment he knew, he had no one to blame but GM Jerry.
Yeah.
And that's all I got to say, man.
He lashed out. He was hurt.
Man. I appreciate y'all, boys.
Thank you. There he goes, Tolo C. Have a great weekend. I think he nailed it. You know, I think he felt insecure and maybe defensive, threatened, you know, just by the fact that he's done a terrible job. Big Jim, you're on line 8. What you drinking? What you thinking?
Fellas, I'm drinking whiskey this afternoon, as usual. And that fella kind of stole my thunder. I was like, why in the world is Jerry go kicking a little tiny hand man in the balls like that on the air? I thought that was pretty classless and pretty low. And, of course, Sean got his balls cut on this morning. Boy, I tell you what, I never could get on board with getting a vasectomy. I figured if I lost my family, you know, I couldn't spare the world my my progeny, so I'd have to go find me another woman. But the one thing I think Jerry underestimated, there's one thing I speak for all us Tolos out there. Yes, there's abiding loyalty in the Cowboys, and we love the Cowboys a lot. But let me tell you what, there's a lot of loyalty to this radio station, a lot of loyalty to this radio station. And I think Jerry underestimated that. There's a lot of love for this program. We like, I mean, the morning show's fine. You know, they're good. I enjoy it. I like Sean. I like RJ. I like Bobby. I really like that Peyton kid. That feller's a good kid.
Good kid.
They should let him talk. They should let him talk more. I know Walchuk and Chief give him a hard time. But, Jerry, let me tell you something. We do love your team. And we've appreciated you for the years. But listen, let me take a name at 105.3 The Fan and these guys. Don't be a bully. And, you know, you gotta think about what you say and what you do, because you're undercutting the very people that support you, and you're undercutting the loyalty of these fans out here to 105.3 The Fan. So, Jerry, get your scrotum face picking up, Botox. And let's get on with it. Let's try to get something going next week. Hey, boys, love you. Thanks for the joy this week.
Love you, Big Jim.
Thank you right back, Big Jim. That was a hell of a call. Finish it up down here on line 9. Rashad, what you drinking? What you thinking?
Hey, man, I'm going to keep this short and simple, but I appreciate you guys. I love you, Brian Broaddus. But
thank you.
I feel like if Jerry Jones had the same energy that he had with Sean with the rest of the dang team, we have more than one Super Bowl in the past 30 years. You boys have a great weekend. Thank y'all, man.
Damn right, Rashad.
Yeah, that's what I want. I want that version of Jerry Jones, the super competitive, borderline toxic one, to harness that and focus that on winning. Time to go into the Pimp Cup.
Okay.
Where Lucius
has
LA Live.
It's an LA Live on a Friday right after the great Rick James.
Well, all right, you squares, it's time you smoke. Yeah. Fire up this funk and let's have a toke. It'll make you dance on everything. Everybody get high.
Today I surprised my wife with flowers and a teddy bear. They were free. Somebody left them tied to a light pole at intersection.
Toxic.
Got a little white bike for my son. It was good. It was a nice...
It's a little leftover joke from Toxic Tuesday right there. Please don't be offended. This is LA Live on a Friday. Yeah, October 18th, 2024. It is a feel-good Friday. Here in LA Live, let the Friday vibes flow.
Hey.
Yeah, we made it, people. Let's enjoy our 48 hours of liberty. But be safe, though. Avoid the law dogs out here this weekend. Mind your speeds. Sometimes you can be going too slow. That could be a problem out there. Mind your speeds. Don't drink and drive. Please don't drink and drive. Keep your emotions in check, because your emotions will get you to crash out, I'm telling you right now. I don't want to see you on Dallas, Texas TV or DFW scanner this weekend. I took a peep at Dallas, Texas TV, and y'all have been on one as of late. Oh, my God. Y'all been on one as of late. I seen someone crash their McLaren into a house in Plano.
Wow.
Crashed a whole McLaren into a crib, fam.
Oh, my goodness.
My boy, what are you doing? Someone else crashed over a girl, committed murder.
Murder?
You done changed a whole lot of lives out here.
Wow.
There's too many fish in the ocean, bro. And I mean that respectfully, metaphorically. You know what I mean? There's too many out here for you to be crashing out over one. I promise you, dog.
Yeah.
What else did I see on there? Crashed out over a girl.
We had a kid last weekend in the neighborhood in a 30. Rolled his truck into one of those retention ponds somehow.
You see what I'm saying?
He was racing his teenager idiot friend.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, in a 30.
You just learned how to drive. You don't know how to race yet, man.
No.
Calm down, man. there was a fight. Speaking of that, there was a fight in traffic yesterday. Forest Lane and Central Expressway. They got out and they started throwing dukes. I didn't see any guns. They were throwing real hands. But one of the dudes had no shirt on and a poo shiesty mask.
Wow.
Bruh, don't fight anybody with a poo shiesty mask. Especially if they're young. They might have that fang on them.
With no shirt?
With no shirt.
Guaranteed.
Got out. He was ready. Boo. Had the footwork. Man, move away from that. He had old boys spinning in circles. He had boys spinning in circles.
If you're not knocked out yet, that's your opportunity to run.
Get out of there, man. Fight nobody with a poo shiesty mask on. There was a dude crashing out at McDonald's in Fort Worth over barbecue sauce.
What the hell, man?
Over barbecue sauce.
I didn't get enough barbecue. It's not the same, you know, those chicken selects.
Nah, you're right. That barbecue sauce do be hitting over there. In other words, people, keep it together.
Yep.
Don't crash out this weekend, please. Here's a weekend warning.
This weekend safety briefing. Do not add to the population. Do not subtract from the population.
I'll be the one.
Do not end up in the hospital, newspaper, or jail. If you do end up in jail, establish dominance quickly.
Hey. LA Live 105.3 The Fan on the Feel Good Friday. Friday vibes.
Ted Cruz. Is he a sports jinx? Have you guys heard of this?
Oh, is
no.
he?
No.
Yeah, Ted Cruz, sports curse.
Okay.
So there, basically, there is a, what is this called? A change.org petition to keep Ted Cruz away from the Texas game this weekend.
Ooh.
Yeah. The Ted Cruz curse. I believe it started when he went to the Houston Astros game, the ALDS.
Oh, no.
And they lost. Ouch. Okay. And he made a big deal about going out there. That's why they call it the curse. Yeah. He also popped up at the Longhorns playoff game against the Washington Huskies.
They
took that L, too.
Yeah.
So one UT fan went so far to create a change.org petition, said Ted Cruz is just plain bad luck. Last time I checked, about 1,600 people signed it. The goal is 2,500.
Alex Stein involved with this one?
Yeah. Wow. You know Alex Stein would love some.
He would.
He would love that right there. That's nothing but content for you, Alex. Yeah.
If you don't want him in your town, all you have to do is have a winter storm. He'll get right out.
But we're going to be Cancun Cruise.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. So if he does pop up at the game, UT, you better win so you can go ahead and break that curse for Cruise. Other than that, it's going to be a nasty, nasty situation for you, brother.
Yeah.
Nasty. G bag of the day. We do it every weekday on a fan at 2:30 to 5. Ooh, wee. You can hit me up at Lucky Lucius P on social media, Lucius Alexander on Facebook. You can follow us all if you find G Bag Nation on Twitter. Here's a Cowboys diss track for you. I know you like it.
Man, here we go again. This team ain't gonna never win. I'm ashamed to be a fan. Got me lying to my friends. Louis belt straight to ass. Dak cannot complete a pass. CeeDee Lamb been playing trash. Man, how long is this gonna last?
Damn.
Get it, Jerry.
Yeah.
Quit it, Jerry. Yeah. Retire, Jerry. Yeah. We gotta fire, Jerry. Yeah. Boy, you know this team super bad. I ain't lying. Every week we taking belt to ass. That bitch is me. That cannot complete a simple pass. What he trying to? Man, how long is this bitch gonna last? Who you throwing? Took a 40 ball, beating two times is like a sequence.
Wow.
Dak, who you throwing to?
He threw it to the defense.
I'm like, Dak, who you throwing it to?
He threw it to the ops.
I'm like, Dak, you gotta stop.
Please.
Dak, go to the barbershop. Get that hairline fixed, and maybe you'll stop throwing picks. And maybe CeeDee Lamb will stop being the diva, and he'll stop throwing fits. And maybe Mike McCarthy will be on the sideline wearing some clothes that fit. And maybe Jerry Jones just might retire because he owed it.
Yeah, that's good stuff, man.
That's fantastic stuff right there.
Yeah,
bro.
It's got to be going viral off lots of socials.
It's going crazy. Hey, I got to empty out the clip because I don't want my – when I say empty out the clip, folks, Tolo's listening, I don't mean blah, 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 letting that thing fly like I got a Pooh Shiesty mask on. No, I am talking about audio that's been sitting in my folder all week that I've been skipping over and I want to get to it. We just played a rap song. Lance Stephenson, NBA vet Lance Stephenson. Y'all see him rapping?
No.
No, haven't seen him lately.
Yeah. Funny, I guess he's been in the studio.
Nice.
Okay.
This probably should have been his first love.
Shots for all the bars and then bought the bar.
That's Lance Stephenson.
The stars. I got all the cars. Universal. We just flew from Mars like it's no tomorrow. Rolling on, almost caught a charge. Check my order, Mar. No time for no boost. It's G5 on standby. Passports without stamps, so no telling when I'm going to land by.
Hey.
I was born ready in a snow storm, set a campfire. Got to work on my social skills. Don't talk to me because I'm anti.
Whoa, it's all right.
Well, nice job, buddy.
That's what I'm saying.
He's good.
Not bad for an old guy.
Yeah, I want to see him link up with Dame Dollar.
There you
see
go.
If they can make something happen. Yeah. NBA rappers. Yeah, that sounds pretty good right there, man. I was ready to laugh at it when I seen it come down my timeline. I was like, oh, boy, this is going to be funny.
Man, that was fun when Lance Stephenson was really at the peak of his game going against LeBron.
Oh, trolling?
Yeah.
He's wearing him out, man.
And he wasn't scared at all to play against him.
Mm-mm.
You know? It's like most people are like, crap, there's LeBron. He's going to get the best of me. Lance really believed he could kill him.
Yeah. Hey, did you ever call your parents when you were when they were at work?
Yes.
What'd they tell you about that?
It could only be in an emergency.
Only in emergencies.
Yeah.
I feel like your daughter hits you up while you're at work a lot, Dawson. Is that
right,
real?
Crazy, yes.
I bet so.
Yeah, because if I'm on air and they call, I assume something bad has happened,
right,
and I have to take this phone call.
Yes.
You know, I'm thinking the worst possible thing.
Yes.
So when they tell me, is it okay if I order Chick-fil-A?
Yeah.
I'm like, okay. Apparently, you didn't heed the warning.
Yeah. I'm so glad that you said that. Yeah, because we're on air. So if you're calling me, Yeah. It's got to be an emergency, I would think, right?
Yes. You know the schedule.
You know what I got to do. Let's go to the 99.7 now in San Francisco. Big Reed is on the air. Big Reed. Got a call from his daughter while he's on the air, and it's petty.
99.7 now, what's up?
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
Hello. Your daughter.
My daughter? What's up, Nay?
Yeah, can you order me a slushie from 7-Eleven?
See.
Bruh.
Order you a slushie? For what?
Because hot.
You called the radio? You couldn't just call me? You called the radio station?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you want a Slurpee from 7-Eleven. Don't you know I'm working?
Wow.
But I want a slushie.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. They keep going. Kids. I think she did that so that she can get the yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Caught you on there.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I know you say no, but. Like asking your parents if your friend can stay the night in front of your friend.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Bennett does this. Like, Bennett's like, hey, Dad, need money for dinner. I'm like, well, what are you doing? I'm standing in line paying right now.
Yeah.
So like, he's already had the meal. Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. Give me the money.
What?
What?
Yeah, these kids aren't scared of us.
No, you know,
that's what
not
I've learned.
At all.
I was scared of my parents.
100%.
At least my dad.
100%. Yeah. Yeah. You see Shaq begging? Shaq out here begging Jerry Jones to help the Cowboys running back situation. He out here begging.
Are you a free agent now?
I am.
All right, I need to do something right quick.
Oh, that's Leonard Fournette, by the way. Sorry.
Are you a free agent now?
I am.
All right, I need to do something right quick. Where's my camera? Jerry Jones.
They do need a running game. Sorry.
Jerry Jones. It's me, your boy Shaq. Look at him. Looking good. Six pack. This is tight. He ready to go.
Facts.
All right, Jerry Jones. Stop messing around, Jerry Jones. My man Facts. Is right here.
Still 29.
Mr. Jerry Jones. Jerry is the Shaq, the biggest Cowboy fan ever. I don't switch. I've always been a Cowboy fan, ups and down. The man is sitting right here, Mr. Jones. Stop playing around and sign my man up.
Worth a shot.
LSU guy helping LSU guy there.
Yeah, you beat that.
Good business.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, am I my brother's keeper? Yes, I am.
There we go.
100% my brother's keeper. Hey. Let's see what else. I don't, I'm hesitant to play this one just because there's so many bleeps in it.
You might have missed one.
Nah, it's just a lot of bleeps. It's a Maryland flag football coach.
Oh, yeah, this is a play.
You know, he's Maryland, so that way they sound funny. And he's going off on one of his players. They're going back and forth on the internet. He left a voice note. I was going to play this for Toxic Tuesday.
Oh, yes.
But now, I don't know, man. It's really bad. He left a voice note to this player. They're really falling out. It's toxic, for real. They're yelling at each other and everything.
Oh, my God.
I'll do it.
Suck! You suck! I ain't never said you was nice. I ain't even want you on the team. You talking about, bitch? Want your sorry ass on the team? You're a pretty boy ass, prima donna ass, who worried about the way his uniform look instead of worried about the way his game look. You mock ass trick.
Wow. That's pretty good.
Boy, we're just talking about flag football, bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is what, intramurals or whatever they call it? We're not getting paid for this, bro.
Yeah, you get two adults. Nobody has to sacrifice to keep the check going.
Yeah.
It's a very toxic recipe.
Yep. All right, y'all be careful out there. Don't crash out like those clips I just played. My name is Lucius Alexander. It is a Friday. Be safe. Lord willing, the creek don't rise. I'll be back here on Monday. Holla.
There he goes, Lucius Alexander with LA Live every night about 5:40 here in the G-Bag Nation. Thanks to everybody participating in what you're drinking and what you're thinking here on The Fan. A Friday news dump is about 25 minutes away. We'll get you caught up on everything that has happened throughout the week. But coming up next, we're going to do hockey and baseball, right, Wolchuk?
Let's do it. A little bit of quick puck and around the bases. Where are the stars in the power rankings? A grapevine postseason hero. And we'll give you an update on the NLCS. That's next.